gentlemen, sit right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends. We're on the road.
American Adversaries Contest Thursday radio show. Are you ready to go, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, we got some contestants already ready to go. And we got an entry in the bank, so to speak.
Really?
Yeah, it came through our website, AmericanAdversaries.com.
Awesome. Tell them to send a check along if it's in the bank. That's what we're looking for.
All right, we're looking for and we're going to have a winner tonight because we give you the contest challenge at the first of the show, and we give you the winner at the end of the show, and we will be judging that, and we got a whole lot of judges in the studio with us now, and another judge or two on the way. So we're going to have a whole lot of fun today. We got a whole lot to talk about too. We're going to get to Rudy Giuliani's interview last night, and the Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen affair, you might say.
That was amazing.
It was.
It was amazing.
I don't know if I'd label an affair between who.
Well, I don't want to use the word that I'm going to use later on in the show to describe what is going on right in front of us. Okay?
Oh, wow. So we get to wait the whole show for this one word.
No. I'm going to do that earlier in the show tonight because we're going to be talking about Rudy pretty early on here because I'm pretty sure that is going to carry the conversation for most of the evening. But we have other things to talk about as well. It is National Prayer Day, for instance. And so if you don't pray, I hope you will today. And if you do pray, pray a little extra hard, maybe a little extra long, and thank God for the opportunity to pray. All right. And let me introduce everybody. And then also, we're up live on USA.com. It's UpLiveUSA.com tonight. We'll tell you about that here in just a second. But let me introduce everybody in the studio. Of course, we got the union boss himself, the chairman of the board, Michael McBath, and he's going to give us the challenge here in a
hopefully
moment.
I understand that one tonight.
Right. I think you'll pick this one up.
This one's pretty basic stuff.
Yeah, I think I'm very confident.
And that voice and laughter can belong to none other than Randy Ross. Of course, Randy is now a permanent part of our show on Tuesday nights, Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, as we have aligned with the Trump 2020 Club, which obviously is to keep this administration going.
But I'm excited to be here tonight. I'm excited to be here tonight.
Right. Yeah. And he's a regular pretty much on Thursdays as well. And I will be judging the contest. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. And, of course, the marathon man, Nick LoCicero, is on the bridge. He will also be a judge. And if you were listening to our remote broadcast a couple of weeks ago today when we were at Relax in Comfort, you might have heard Jay Hoffman on the show with us. He was on in the second hour, and he's in the studio with us today. How you doing, Jay? Always great to see you.
Great seeing you, Chris, and it's great to be here. Thank you.
All right. How about that voice?
I was going to say, that's almost like Jackie. Jay,
he,
him and Jackie. Imagine
NFL
him and Jackie
players.
Together.
Okay, we can do that. Jackie's my radio voice.
It's like jazz.
Oh, this isn't the smooth jazz station here?
Yeah, right.
This is cool.
Cool, 105.
All right. And the contest line number and comment line number, of course, is 407-774-8255. Before we get to the contest, though, let's see. Brett, can you pull that microphone over there so you can tell folks what you're doing here briefly with this UpLiveUSA.com stuff.
Yes, we had
By the way, this is Brett Shulman.
I was turning it to you, Brett.
This is Brett.
Here, flip it, flip it. There we go.
Brett was on the show a couple of weeks ago. He sat in for Randy, as a matter of fact,
that's
on
right.
one of the Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays, and he's visiting with us today.
And Brett was our VIP coordinator during all of our rallies here in Orlando.
Okay, and he's got us up live on UpLiveUSA.com. Tell him what I mean, please.
Well, this is a new app to the United States. It is absolutely amazing overseas, gentlemen. It's got over 60 million downloads. I mean, it is quite the popular app. A lot of the celebrities are using this app right now. They've signed on some incredible entrepreneurs with YouTube.
Why is it better than Facebook?
Well, number one, what it does, it just gives you the opportunity to interact with your guests, and it gives you an opportunity to send your guest money.
Oh,
all right.
So and there we go.
Yeah, this is one of those things where if they like you, they love you, they send you gifts, and that's amazing.
Oh,
and you know,
God.
A lot of the celebrities out there are using this as a platform to do charities.
Okay,
which
that's
is a great
awesome.
Thing.
So now, if you go to UpLiveUSA.com, what do you do?
All you do is you go to UpLiveUSA.com. You just simply download it. It's an absolutely free app.
How would they find our show right now, though?
Well, just by simply going to It's Brett TV on UpLiveUSA.com.
Oh, It's Brett TV is the channel. It's Brett TV on UpLiveUSA.com. And that'll be up live today. So, okay. So if you want to see what we're doing and do some little interacting, go to UpLiveUSA.com. It's Brett TV. Okay. So we already have a couple of contest challenges on the line. Let's get the challengers on the line. Let's get the challenge out there.
All right,
okay,
now I tried to make this very simple for Randy. And what this is, it's bumper sticker night. I got a new car. My old car had been showered with bumper stickers like Hillary for Prison 2016, liar, liar, pantsuit on fire.
Right?
So tonight what we want you to do is to come up with a bumper sticker for this fall election. Because, you know, we got to ride the train home and bring, make sure we reinforce Trump. So give us your bumper sticker ideas. Remember, you can't have a lot of words if it's going to be in a bumper sticker. Now, I'd like to give an example, mine is very simple. my bumper sticker would be four words, Trump for Mount Rushmore.
Oh.
Now, I think that would be a very irritating sticker.
Oh, it would drive people crazy. Yeah, your new
it would
car
drive
would get
people
scratches
crazy.
On it.
I know.
And, you would get two things, a lot of honks and a lot of fingers.
Oh, I know. But that's a good bumper sticker,
yeah,
one
it
that
is.
Elicits emotion.
Maybe with a little picture there.
And then the other one we could keep very simple is just like go back to 2016, Hillary for Prison, but we'll update it, 2018.
Oh,
but put update
yeah,
under
very
that.
Interesting.
Yeah, but she could be the backside of Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I don't know if that mountain's big enough, Jay.
I was going to say, Jay, but we're really looking for ideas, and there may be a marketplace for this,
might.
Too.
We might be able to sell
all right.
this.
Yep. All right, let me go through the prize package here real quickly, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, you will get a gift certificate to Tijuana Flats, only the finest Italian restaurant in all of Central Florida. And when you're making your plans for graduation parties or summer parties or birthday parties or any party or meeting. You can do it at Tijuana. Did I say Tijuana Flats? Cafe Positano.
That's right. That's where we meet.
Cafe Positano, the finest Italian restaurant. And, of course, they're right up the street from us here. And
that's why I like coming in on Thursday nights, because we go eat there.
And that's where we're heading after the show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to start doing something, too, here in a week or so. We're going to have Jesse. He's one of the best servers ever, and he usually takes care of us when we're over there, and he takes excellent care of us. We're going to have him call in and do the, hey, Grandpa, what's for supper type thing. Remember that from Hee-Haw Grandpa's?
Wow.
Tonight we're going to have cornbread and corn pone or whatever. And he's going to give us the specials.
Oh, that guy, that tall guy? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's great.
Are we
he's
going
great.
To convey our drinks and stuff?
No. We don't need to.
Water with lemon,
please. We don't need to, right?
But you anyway, get extra olives, stuffed olives.
With my water.
You're going to love it because to hear the specials that they have.
That's a great idea.
Was that your idea?
No, I wish it was. It was actually Rick Brown's.
Oh.
And so you'll get that gift certificate, compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd, Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. If you got a Benz or a BMW, they are the place to take it. They'll give you the best service for the best deal. They are the dealership alternative also. That's jerrysmb.com. And speaking of Rick Brown, he couldn't be here tonight, but of course the Tijuana Flats gift card is part of it. You know, Cinco de Mayo is coming up Saturday. No better place than to celebrate Cinco de Mayo than at a Tijuana Flats.
Oh, yeah.
I always think of the contest we had there. Remember a year ago, which we're doing something in the future. It was outstanding.
Yep. Yeah, we got an event coming up in June the 20th at the Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs we'll be telling you more about. But that's compliments of Rick Brown. You'll also get the cryotherapy session, and they got more gadgets over there, too, by the way, to help with even up weight loss, but that's at cryotherapy, cryosauna.com, and you'll also get that oversized U.S. Constitution for your wall or office, home, or school. Or if you'd prefer to have something else, you can use that as credit for anything that you can get at DinoRentoStudios.com. And then you'll also get that relaxing comfort pillow.
Oh, yeah.
I love that pillow. I do love it.
Yeah, and it's made to use to cool you down in the summer and keep you warm and cozy in the winter.
And it helped that Jackie gave it to me.
Oh,
it really did.
It always does.
Yes. Personal touch.
Yes. And she will give it to one of our winners after tonight as well. Okay. Also, we want to thank everybody who came out to BizFest last night and came and visited with us and stuff. It was a great event. It was a fun time being there as usual. You know, we've been there for every one now.
You know, Chris, I'm very impressed. Every time I go back, I think this is about their fourth or their fifth, and I think we had about 400 people there. But the service they provide the community, this is a service where they take entrepreneurial individuals and they nurture them through their first year, their second year, their third year of business. They assign them individuals who are extremely successful in the categories that are available, you know, like restaurants and manufacturing, et cetera. Huh. And Chris knows as well as I do, this is the lifeblood of this nation.
Sure.
And these people are really the incubators. And it was such a thrill to see all these people, the enthusiasm. And the only disappointment I have was not them. It's that in Central Florida, more people should take advantage of them because there's more companies that really need their help. And Chris, you know, as I say, it's the company's is Score, and they're right in Fashion Square Mall and the Entrepreneurial Center. But if you need help, and many people do, and sometimes they don't realize they need help until it's over,
right?
I would give them a call and have somebody sit down with me.
All right, and of course, we do the What's the Score show that you can hear on these stations over the weekend as well. So once again, had a great time last night, just as we did a couple of weeks ago at the Relax and Comfort remotes. We look forward to seeing you at some of these remotes out there, ladies and gentlemen, and at that Puerto Rican parade we did that Saturday.
That was a blast.
Yeah, I was driving that Titan truck.
You did a great job. You didn't run over anybody.
No, I didn't.
That worked out really well. That's always nice when you don't run over anybody.
Oh, boy.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get John and Robert's contest entries in. We'll take yours as well at 407 877-484-8255. Then we're going to talk about Rudy Giuliani's interview last night. And then
I can't wait for that.
Several revelations that he gave in it. And also, we got some interesting poll results from Reuters that Nostradamus is going to deliver later on. And the Time cover story. Have you seen the Time cover story?
No, I have not.
Man of the Year? I don't know.
Not quite.
Oh, no.
Oh, is it that they're nasty, aren't they, on that?
Well, yeah, but again, they're nasty at somebody you might not think they would be nasty to. So we're going to tell you about that also.
I hope it's not Melania.
I hope it's Hillary.
Stick around for close. Very close. Stick around for more of the American Adversaries radio show. We're coming back. We're live.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Or slowdowns start right around Colonial Drive, and that continues through downtown Orlando. Doesn't clear up until after the 441 right now. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to I-4. You have an accident on Colonial Drive in Primrose that's contributing to those slowdowns right now. 408 eastbound is fairly clear as well as westbound, but the ramps are congested. I'm Zwayne in the Transit Traffic Update, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
This isn't my style of a song.
Actually, you were doing pretty good there, Randy.
That's right. You sounded great.
All right. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It is Contest Thursday. I want to get to the contest entries, but that's our Rocket Man song. Evidently, the North Koreans have released 3 U.S. citizens. They were dual citizens, U.S.-North Korean citizens, who had been held in North Korean prisons. And the Obama administration had tried to get them released. And evidently, they have been released and are at a hotel waiting for transport back to the United States of America. Another excellent sign that young Kim Jong-un is actually seems to be serious about what he's doing here to make peace with the world.
I think it's great.
And by the way, one last quick note, Dennis Rodman said that when he visited over there, he gave young Kim Jong-un a copy of Trump's book. Now, I don't know which one. I presume maybe it's The Art of the Deal. I don't know.
Maybe that scared them into this.
I don't know. But as I said, I think young Kim Jong-un is, for lack of a better word, infatuated with President Trump.
He is. He's starstruck.
Exactly.
I believe he is.
And I think he wants to make a deal with Trump. I think he wants it to be a monumental world event.
No, I mean, obviously, in his own way, he's a PR hound, meaning
absolutely,
our good friend
yeah.
in North Korea.
And he wants to go down
and,
in history.
Right, and he'll
but
go
he
down.
Wants to go down in a good way.
Right.
Kind of surprising.
I'm just concerned about those 3 fellas that are sitting in whatever
right.
hotel. I just wonder, how do you rehab them from sitting in prison camps to make them look good and healthy?
How long were they in prison? Do we know?
That I don't know.
Because we don't know the conditions they were in.
It was various links, and it had to do with, like, one guy, I believe, left a Bible in a hotel room.
Yeah, that's right. It's very small.
That's the reason he went?
Right,
very
small. Right. It had to do with trying to introduce or having to do with the Christianity in North Korea.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So,
crazy.
So maybe the craziness is wearing off. I know you got to be cautious with people like this, but this has to be a good sign. Okay, let's get some contest entries in. John has been patiently waiting since before the show started. John, thank you so much for doing that. We appreciate you, your enthusiasm, and thanks for being there for us. Go ahead.
I love y'all, man.
Love you too, brother.
You got a pen and paper?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, this one's going vertical. Write a large S.
Large
and
F.
Turn that in small letters, turn it into stop. Write a large T and turn it into the or the, and a large D and write them. STD, and then write in large letters, cure.
STD. Stop the dims. STD, right?
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. That's pretty, right off the top. That's pretty good.
What's that, John?
Vote Republican.
Vote Republican.
I like that.
The cure is vote Republican. I got you.
That'll be an eye catcher.
That will be.
The other one is a little caveat. I don't know. This would have to go horizontal. I don't know if it could be done or not. Retards. Remember everything America represented, Democrats sold.
Everything.
Wow.
America represented, Dems sold.
I like the STD. I thought that was pretty good. That's pretty clever.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
yeah.
The second one we could put along the side of our car. It's a little bit long.
A wrap the whole car in it.
Yeah, get a wrap.
Revolving.
Hey, John, excellent way to kick off the contest. We appreciate you being there. You take care. We'll talk to you. All right. That's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get Robert's entry in before we have to take another break. Robert, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
All right. This is called What Happened? Hillary Got Trumped.
What happened?
That's straightforward.
I like it. I like it. Easy.
Yeah, you put that next to the Trump 2020 Club sticker.
Yeah.
Hillary Got Trumped.
I like it.
It is.
And right next to that was the Hillary Lied. 4 Americans died.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I actually saw some of those out. It's already out there.
Really?
Well, it was out before the election.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Hillary lied.
What happened? Hillary got trumped.
Hillary lied for America. Yeah, all right, but what happened? Hillary got trumped. That's an excellent one, too.
And he did a good job of connecting Trump 2020 Club to it, so that gets extra points, actually.
Indeed, it does. All right, Robert. And I hope you're a member of the Trump 2020 Club. All right, we got to take another break. We're already into the contest. We got a lot more to talk about. We're going to talk about Rudy Giuliani's comments last night. We're also going to talk about what's been going on in the Middle East because, you know, next week... the embassy is moving, all right, a little over a week away. And we're going to talk about that with Jay Hoffman right here on the American Adversaries Radio Show, which you can also view tonight on upliveusa.com. It's Brett TV channel, okay? All right, so stick around for more of the American Adversaries on Contest Thursday. And don't forget, you too can join the Trump 2020 Club, and we sure would appreciate 2020 Club, and we sure would appreciate it if you did.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has celebrated the National Day of Prayer by announcing a White House initiative that he says will underpin policies recognizing the vital role of religion in the country. He says America is a nation of believers. Mr. Trump says a new office he's setting up will help make sure faith-based and community groups have equal access to government money and the equal right to exercise their deeply held beliefs. Four former executives for the only financial institution to be criminally charged in connection with the federal bank bailout program have been convicted on fraud and conspiracy charges. Jurors found the former Wilmington Trust executives guilty on Thursday. Prosecutors alleged that in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis, the defendants misled regulators and investors about Wilmington Trust's massive amount of past due commercial real estate loans before the bank was sold in 2011. This is SRN News.
News and the latest Answer traffic now.
A group of bears in Orange City wandered around the campus of River Springs Middle School this morning. The students were kept indoors for 2 hours as a safety measure, as a mother and three cubs were roaming the campus. Central Florida has the highest number of black bears in the entire state of Florida. FHP is looking for the driver of a vehicle that hit and killed a pedestrian on I-4 in Polk County. The incident was reported in a news release this morning. They suspect the hit and run happened within the last 24 hours near US 98. The body of the man was found in the grass on the shoulder of the highway. According to FHP, the vehicle that hit the man will likely have front-end damage based on headlights and turn signal parts found at the scene. No other information was released. We have a high of 83 and a low of 67. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Four slowdowns start right around Colonial Drive, and that continues through downtown Orlando. Doesn't clear up until after the 441 right now. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to I-4. You have an accident on Colonial Drive in Primrose that's contributing to those slowdowns right now. 408 eastbound is fairly clear as well as westbound, but the ramps are congested. I'm Zwayne in the Transit Traffic Update, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
This is Mark Merrill, former WWE Intercontinental Wrestling Champion. You are listening to the American Adversaries on WORL, AM 660, and FM 105.5. You better tune in, or it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We love Mark. All right, thanks again for tuning in tonight to the American Adversaries Radio Show on a contest Thursday. Once again, we're coming to you live from the Relax in Comfort Studios, and the number is 407-774-8255. We are live on FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AM660TheAnswer.com. And, of course, you can listen on your smart devices by downloading the free Answer Orlando app or access us via your Alexa devices. And tonight you can access us by going to UpLiveUSA.com. It's Brett TV channel at UpLiveUSA.com. We are in the midst of our contest Thursday. I want to get a couple more contest entries in, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Rudy Giuliani's interview last night. So we got a lot to do here tonight. And I'm going to also tell you a little bit about the latest Time magazine cover story, which may shock you if you haven't already seen it. All right, let's get Richard's contest entry. I'm sorry, Frank, I believe, was before Richard, if I'm not mistaken. So, Frank, you're up next. Thank you for calling. And then, Richard, you'll be right after him. Go ahead, Frank. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent. All right, Frank. Excellent. Always great to hear from you.
Hey, Chris, I like that joke you told before.
Which one?
You know, when you said Obama tried to get them guys out of Korea, yeah, that was funny.
That was a joke, wasn't it? The effort.
Oh, yeah, that was a good joke.
Here's how they do it. This is how they did it with Otto Warmbier, too. They tell the parents, don't say anything, and we'll take care of it. And and we saw how they took care of it, right? All right, go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
My contest is, I didn't make this up, but it doesn't have to be original. I saw it somewhere, okay? But picture a coffee can of Folgers, okay? And the bumper sticker says, the best part of waking up is Hillary lost to Trump.
Best part of waking up is Hillary lost to Trump.
And Folgers.
Hillary lost to Trump.
Yep. Hillary lost to Trump.
I'm still writing. Just hold on just a second.
All right.
My phone timed out.
All right. Best part of waking up is Hillary lost to Trump. I can see that, right?
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Frank. All right. Richard, now you are up, sir. Thank you for calling tonight. How you doing?
Beyond words. I got, in God we trust, in Trump we trust.
In God we trust.
Pretty straightforward.
Trump. Somebody will like that.
I think it would be very appealing.
In Trump we trust.
I like that a lot.
I'm sorry, Richard, what did you say?
I have a stamp. I stamp all my money with that.
Oh, I have a friend that's giving away stamps like
that.
Now,
be careful then. I do think there are regulations against that, aren't there?
No.
Richard, best part, I mean, in God we trust, in Trump we trust.
I mean, think about that. They offend the Democrats in two ways. The name does Trump and the word God.
Yeah, indeed.
So you got them, really got them on
double
the run. Whammy. Yeah, that's right.
Indeed,
a double
indeed it
body
does.
Slam.
Indeed it does. All right, let's get Keith in. Keith is up next. How you doing tonight, Keith? Thank you for calling.
I'm doing real good. I love the show as usual.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you listening.
I'm not sure who has that laugh with 183, but I want to make that my ringtone. You know what I'm talking about.
You want to make that your what?
My ringtone.
Oh, that'd be Randy Ross. There it goes.
That laugh right there.
There it goes. You'll certainly know when the phone is ringing, that's for sure. All right, go ahead.
I've got one that says, with Trump, you get tired of winning. With Hillary, you get tired of whining.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good.
With Trump.
Yeah, get tired of whining.
Of winning.
He gets extra points for liking my laugh, too.
Oh, God. Hillary.
It makes me smile every time I hear it.
Hillary, did you hear about Hillary's latest whine? Get tired of whining. Did you hear what her latest excuse was?
No, what's now?
The capitalism?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
yes.
It.
That she had to admit that she was a capitalist and there's too many Democrats who are now socialists.
or American Taliban.
And posted on Facebook today.
And that is, by the way, Kathy Santomassino who just
voice.
Came into
Did
the
you hear
studio.
That?
Yeah.
Posted on Facebook today.
There you go.
Wow.
That's right. That story about Hillary Clinton lamenting the fact. Get this. She's lamenting the fact she had to admit that she's a capitalist. I mean, come on.
Oh, boy.
All right, Keith. All right. That's an excellent one. I like that. All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Hillary, get tired of whining. All right. Well, let's get Ed in. Ed is up next. Man, the lines are jamming up. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Ed.
All right.
Good.
Trump stumps media chumps.
I like that.
That is good, Ed.
What do we do? What do we say next about them?
No. I'm telling you, they are a bunch of chumps, aren't they?
I can actually see that on the back of your car.
No, Mike. I mean, you know what? It's short, concise, and wham. Good message, Ed.
That is
good job.
A good
That's
one.
What these bumper stickers are for.
All right, make sure we get your info. 407-774-8255 while we get a couple more callers on the line. I just want to start the conversation about Rudy Giuliani because, I mean, we could talk all night just about Rudy Giuliani's interview last night. Because, for one, it shows that there's been an attitude change at the White House, that they're no longer going to play patsy with Robert Mueller and his team over there. They're now going to play hardball politics. And Rudy made it very clear last night that there will be no interview with Mueller unless it's negotiated and the terms are more to their liking, that being the Trump legal team, than so far has been proposed by Mueller, and that they're willing to fight a subpoena to the Supreme Court. And Giuliani's legal argument is that the Supreme Court will uphold the administration's refusal to answer the subpoena because it is a criminal case, and the Constitution prevents the president from being charged or tried in a criminal case. And therefore, the Supreme Court will uphold their argument of basically executive privilege, and that if it were a civil case, that it would be different. And his argument goes something like the founders knew that politics could get real nasty and dirty. And if you wanted to prevent a president from carrying out his agenda, then you would charge him with a crime and tie him up in court that way. And in essence, that's kind of what we're seeing happening right now.
You know, one thing, though, Chris, really, I think sickens the public. You know, in the securities business, you call it churning. Right. This is when you take an idea and you just run it as
over
fast as you can.
Yeah.
Make money off of it. I am so tired of watching these scumbag attorneys running the bills up on the American public, where in essence we're not going anywhere And, I mean, the answer is these numbers should be shown the American public. Mueller, get the we want to see what you're spending, my friend. We want to see all these people every dime they spent because you generated a fake case. And with all the bad judgments that he has imposed upon other businesses and people down through the years, this character should be he should be on trial instead of Trump, to be honest with you.
And that's what Rudy Giuliani said last night. He said the ones who are committing the crimes are the government.
His interview was powerful. I was shocked.
It highlights the lack of accountability that we're seeing amongst the government officials in making these types of cases, that they're not held accountable for their actions. It's costing them money. It's costing the American people.
Yeah. Let me reintroduce everybody here. Once again, you're listening to the American Adversaries. Mike McBath. That voice you just heard was Jay Hoffman. Randy Ross, of course, is in here. Kathy Santomassino, myself, Christopher Hart, 407-774-8255. And by the way, we, along with Nick LoCicero on the bridge, are the judges of the contest tonight. Contest challenge is come up with a bumper sticker slogan, and maybe somebody can come up with one out of that interview last night. And he said a number of things. He criticized James Comey roundly, basically apologized for having hired James Comey to head up one of his investigations, which he said he botched, and pointed out that it was James Comey who sent Martha Stewart to prison.
Yep.
And that, really? That kind of hits.
I didn't catch that in the interview. But.
Yeah, and I think that kind of hit close to home to you because you were in the trading business
You're
and all
kidding.
That sort of thing. And it, a hot tip, can be turned, twisted by an overzealous prosecutor into insider trading, and that's what they did. They didn't even get her for that. They got her for, guess what? Lying.
I call that a technicality. I mean, they could set you up to make you look like you committed lies and things like that. It's horrible what they can do to you. And the reality of it is, I think the American public has voted. Get these bums out of here and as fast as you can.
Better believe
it. Go to work, Trump. Get the bums out, man.
And one reason why...
And make your own food, because I don't know if I'd be trusting anybody around here right now.
That's why he goes to McDonald's. All right, but the approach here, obviously, is to call into question the Herr Mueller's assumptions, because, speaking of questions, that list of questions, basically they were notes that were proposed questions or topics, but it was quite clear that this is a one-sided investigation and that they're not actually out there to get the truth, and that it appears as though Mueller is working on the assumption that everything that Jane, lying, leaking, thieving Jim Boy Comey has said is true, and we know that it is not. And we know, for instance, with the dossier, that he purposely kept himself ignorant so that he could go through the charade of the FBI was actually conducting counterintelligence rather than a political witch hunt when they got that FISA court warrant to spy on Carter Page, in essence, to spy on Donald Trump via Carter Page.
But when you say purposely kept himself ignorant is a violation in itself. In other words, he knows where he should have been going and thinking, et cetera, but he was afraid to jump into the arena.
Let's just say it at least is very shoddy police work. In other words,
In
other words, it would be akin to an informant, maybe even an unreliable, coming up to a police officer and saying, hey, I saw Mike McBath, and he was down there sticking up the local ABC or whatever.
Again?
And then they rush over to your house with nothing else to go on. They don't go to the ABC. They don't try to check anything out. Other than this guy's, statement, say, rush over to your house and clap the irons on you. That's what we are seeing going on here with that fake dossier. He didn't want to know where it came from. He didn't want to know if it was legitimate or not. All that he wanted to know was that he could use it in the FISA court. That's it. So he kept himself stupid on purpose. And when things did come up he had to, then he had to kind of deal with it,
Chris, you heard about Michael Cohen's phone being tapped by the FBI, right?
Yeah, and they had him under surveillance for months, and that meant all of his communications were being surveilled, not just the telephone. But fortunately, President Trump only uses the telephone; he doesn't use email. And he uses Twitter, obviously, of course, too.
That's true. He actually said that in one of the rallies. You might remember this, Brett. He talked about how he doesn't use email for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah, and this is one of the reasons.
Yeah, like Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Yeah.
But even then, the White House has turned over 1 million documents to the special prosecutor. And yet, of course, they still want more. And then, of course, the big news, speaking of Cohen, is that last night he made the revelation, and it was pretty stunning, that although it's quite logical, and I think we all kind of knew it along, and that is that Donald Trump did reimburse Michael Cohen the $130,000 that Cohen had given to Stormy Daniels to put a lid on that story, for lack of a better expression. And the explanation is that this was not necessarily unusual for Trump to have, you know, this type of a problem, and that it was one of the duties of Michael Cohen was to take care of these things and basically not bother Trump with it. And that Trump basically was paying him a salary. And it was out of that salary, I'm calling it a salary, what do they call it, a retainer? But it's a retainer, you have to re-up regularly. And what Cohen did was he was reimbursed out of that retainer. Now, Cohen said he had to borrow money to make the payment. And that might be very well true, that he borrowed money to make the payment on Trump's behalf, knowing that Trump was in the process of reimbursing him as part of the regular course of his doing business for Trump. But what they have done is they have taken the campaign violation aspect of it off the table with this. Now, the media's, you know, they had a heart attack right away. And they laid into Sarah Huckabee Sanders really thick today, you know, asking her if she's afraid to tell them the truth, that she may be in legal jeopardy and all
please.
This other nonsense. And yeah, it really
so
is nonsense.
It's,
but go ahead.
It's just getting so old. I mean, I think we're all tired of it. I think liberals and conservatives are tired of it.
And that is very much happening as well. But in fact, I believe, just like we witnessed Jim Lion, Leaking Thief, and Jim Comey commit crimes on television, I believe we're witnessing a crime being committed right here as well. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what that crime is. All right, and then we're going to get to John, Steve, and Bo's contest entry so we can create some open lines. Some more of you can get through with our contest challenge on a contest Thursday, and that is a bumper sticker slogan to take us into the fall election season.
And we're looking for a grand slam. We need a great one here.
That's right. We got a lot to do here tonight, and I hope you'll be here doing it with us. We are the American Adversaries Radio Show, and we're live, and we're coming right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
in traffic, we've got the answer.
You have your typical I-4 slowdowns this time in the afternoon, starting at Longwood right now, all the way through downtown Orlando, and it doesn't clear up until after the Millennia area. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport, Pine Hills, currently. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till right after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is congested in the 408-417 exchange. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Just doesn't fit a porn star
story. No, careful with those
words.
You know
what? Don't accidentally do any Google searches on her. Just don't accidentally do it.
No, yeah, you'll be surprised.
You'll see a lot.
Indeed, you'll see it all.
You'll see it all.
We will give it all to you here tonight.
Now you just told everybody listening they're going to be on your hair.
Curiosity's going to get everybody on that.
I know.
All right, you got the American Adversaries. We're here live on a Thursday night, a contest Thursday night, coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios here in Central Florida. 407-774-8255 is the number for our contest entry, which is to come up with a bumper sticker slogan, right? Okay, so let's
say that five times fast.
Yeah, there you go. Bumper sticker slogan. All right, let's get John up and let's clear a couple of lines. And now I'm going to tell you the crime I do believe we are witnessing being played out in front of our eyes. And it involves a Stormy. And it's not prostitution.
Wow.
All right, let's get John on the line. Hey, John, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling and being out there.
Good evening, lady and gentlemen.
Hey, thank you. I don't know about that latter part, but I know we got a lady in here anyway. Hey, go ahead.
Well, my it's short and sweet. Hillary Clinton wants to be the first F president. Oh, somebody forgot the email.
Hillary Clinton wants to be the first F president. And somebody forgot the email. All right. Got it. All right, John. Hey, appreciate you being here, man. Thanks for listening. Make sure we got your information. Somebody forgot the email. All right. Okay. Let's get Steve in. How you doing tonight, Steve? We appreciate your being out there.
Well, hi, everybody.
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Glad to hear y'all.
Thank you very much.
Mine's pretty simple, really. You just had on there that Hillary had to admit she was a capitalist.
Right.
So mine says one of the world's worst and most crooked capitalists, Hillary Clinton.
World's worst
capitalist
and most crooked capitalist.
Yeah, she's not a capitalist. She's just a thief. I mean, you know, capitalist, no. Thief. Actually, that would be one. Capitalist, no. Thief,
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. She's a pretty good capitalist. You see all that money she manages to raise? They're going to charge. How much are they going to charge?
$100,000, isn't it?
$100,000 per plate for their new foundation fundraiser, initial kickoff.
We should send somebody out there to take pictures of everybody walking in the door
so
we can know who the biggest fools in America are.
I'll go if you'll pony up the
$100,000. I'm saying stand outside the door, Chris. We got Brett be out there.
Yeah, you know? Brett.
All right, let's get Bo's contest entry in, and then I'm going to tell you the crime I do believe we are witnessing. All right, Bo, thank you for calling tonight. How you doing? Go ahead.
You know, it's Bo with the real grape juice on the porch.
Yes, sir.
That's why I like you, Bo.
My bumper sticker is this car being paid by my Trump tax refund.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, very effective, right to the heart.
That's a good one, Bo. Excellent. Being paid by Trump tax cut.
You know, that one should be in circulation because every kid, college, millennial will see that and realize, you know what? That's true.
It's true.
Oh, my.
And
yeah.
by the way, you can get one of those new cars at Sutherland Nissan,
right? That's
right.
U.S. Marine.
That's right.
And
Colonial
trucks, right? Chris?
And Titan trucks, even that big one that I got to drive,
The big dog. Yeah.
And when they put it back on the lot, they jacked up the price $5,000.
Because you drove it.
Yeah, that's right.
Chris, it's called used after.
Oh, come on. That's Sutherland Nissan, East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail, OrlandoNissan.com. And the next hour, we're going to talk about the Israeli big news over there, the embassy being moved next week. Of course, we've known it happened, but it's getting ready to actually happen. I do believe that we are witnessing blackmail. I think that what is going on with Stormy Daniels and this shady lawyer who today admitted he's been using, quote-unquote, the media. I wonder how the media feels about that revelation.
Blackmail or extortion?
Both.
I think extortion.
Right. This is stuff you used to see. Remember the old Steve McGarrett Hawaii Fire? Yeah. I don't watch the new one. But, you know, blackmail is when people take information. Could be true. Could be false.
May try to hold you up.
Exactly. And that's what they've been doing to Trump.
Yep.
And here they're in the middle of a campaign, and this blackmailer comes along, and Michael Cohen, they show him a photograph of Trump with the woman. Oh, yeah, now we got this allegation. Okay, I'll tell you what, let me take care of this. How much is it going to cost?
Exactly, that's what I would have done.
And that's what Cohen did. And she sold for $130,000. Well, I guess that $130,000 she probably burnt through. Somebody put up the question today, it'd be interesting to audit her taxes for that year and make sure she claimed it the right way and paid taxes on it.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Yeah, and but nobody would ever use the IRS in that fashion, would they?
No.
But anyway, and then he threatens that he has this DVD, and on the DVD it's got everything, you know, conjuring images of them doing, you know, the horizontal bop or something like
Chris,
that.
Chris, I would send him a picture of Bill Clinton, John F. Kennedy, and Harvey Weinstein. Say, when are you guys going to cut this crap?
I agree.
You know, no one cares.
Well, that's the point. Here's the bottom line. At the end of the day, I don't care what they got.
I don't care either.
And no one cares.
And neither does the vast majority of the American public. And for one reason, that he's delivering.
The man
is delivering. Right?
And still calling them out.
And that's right. Yeah. Yeah. He's delivering. He is not let down. There's no buyer's remorse. There was no bait and switch. We got the man we elected, and he's doing what he said he was going to do.
There's a bumper sticker.
There it is.
Trump delivers, Hillary lies. There it is. That's my bumper sticker.
But no, the Stormy Daniels attorney, I just watched it pop here on Fox News. He's been on MSNBC 54 times in 45 days.
Right. And if that isn't using the media and being used by the media, I don't know what
is.
But that's what they do in the incestuous swamp we know as Washington, D.C., New York. All right, we come back. We got Eddie, we got Peggy, and your contest entry as well at 407-774-8255. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Our Facebook page is American Adversaries on Facebook. And Kathy just put up this Hillary Clinton stuff and a whole lot more today. We'll be right back.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go, City Elephants! When I'm a road.
Hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer on a Contest Thursday. All right, we'll give you the contest challenge again here in just a moment and get back into the contest itself. We have some challengers on the line. If you would like to be in the contest tonight or make a comment on the show, the number is 407-774-8255. All right, let me go around and introduce all the commentators and judges here tonight for our contest. Of course, you got the union boss himself, the chairman of the board, Michael McBath.
I'm loving the originality of the individuals tonight, and I think very creative, and hopefully we'll have something that will be marketable.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'll just deal on around the table. Next to him, we got Jay Hoffman. And Jay, by the way, is a professor at UCF. He also runs the Israeli football, national football
That's
team
right.
over there.
Yeah, training camp coming up in July.
Yeah.
He is financed by Kraft, right, Jay?
That's right. The team's financed by Kraft.
And
as long as you're not financed by Soros, it's great.
he wouldn't finance
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know where you're going.
That's his money's going that direction.
Not likely, yeah. But we're going to be talking about some subjects concerning Israel and some big events going on over there. I mean, there's big events going on everywhere, thanks to Donald J. Trump.
That's true.
We'll talk about that with Jay here momentarily. Nostradamus has joined us in the studio.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
And he's got some poll numbers out there we thought we might never see, but we're seeing right now.
It's going to be fun to talk about.
That's right. And Kathy Santomassino, who is our Facebook, what did you call yourself last night?
I am the queen of Facebook for the American Adversaries radio show.
Worldwide?
Well, they call me queen at my networking event in Winter Park, so I might as well wear the crown in the studio, right?
Might as well.
Wow, she grabbed that microphone like a queen, didn't she?
Okay.
Wow.
All right, that, of course, is Randy Ross, founder of the Trump 2020 Club, and that was Randy Ross laughing there. And
Some people like it, some people don't.
and he laughs a lot because he enjoys life.
That's right.
And we're trying to help you enjoy life as well. And I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. The marathon man, Niccolo Cicero, is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number as we come to you from the Relax in Comfort Studios. We will be going over those, pardon me, those poll numbers here momentarily. We're also going to go over the cover of Time magazine and their cover story, and it's pretty much, both of these stories are shockers. And we're also going to talk about Starbucks settled with those two black fellas that got arrested up there. And we'll continue the conversation for a little while about Rudy Giuliani and what this means for the president and going forward with this, all of this hair Mueller nonsense, if you will. But once again, Mike, the contest challenge.
All right. This is a lot of fun. I just bought a new car. I need some bumper stickers. I had a lot of them on my past one. So we need a very short, concise message, because we got the election coming up in the fall. We want it to be accurate. We want it to be able to move people. Now, I like to always give an example. Mine, I think, could be very irritating. You know, Trump 4, that's only two words, right? Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I
think you'd see a lot of irritation as you drive down the street. You might get hit with a few bottles, but, you know, that's
part might get scratched. But
part
hey,
of campaigning. But we've had some great entries tonight, great creativity.
And I can understand this one.
Yeah, and Randy, I did it for you. I kept it to four words.
All right, now, Ray has sent his via the email address.
We've been waiting for
that
this,
that you can
right?
use at our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. And here's Ray's. It's got 2020 at the top,
right.
And it says, Warren's wrinkles require Bernie's Sanders.
That's pretty good. Yeah, Ray, that's very good.
All right, so you can if you'd rather.
Yeah, he picked up two of them in one shot.
That's
yeah,
right.
Great job.
Warren's wrinkles require Bernie's Sanders. So he sent that via email, and that's at our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, where you can send me an email on any subject. It doesn't have to be a contest entry. It could be, though. And, of course, you can send it to me on Twitter, too, at Chris Hart Radio. We'll take them all those ways. And, of course, on the phone, 407-774-8255. So let's get Eddie and Peggy in. They've been patiently waiting through that break. So let's, I believe Eddie was up next and then Peggy. How you doing tonight, Eddie? Thanks for being there.
Hey, what a great show. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, thanks. Real quick, let me thank you for stopping by and visiting John Barros the other day. He gets a real big kick out of that.
You know, and Eddie stopped by the event we had the other day, too.
Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome.
Eddie's
the man.
He is the guy.
He gets extra points for that.
Yep.
Maybe. Go ahead,
Eddie. When I was visiting John Barros, I pulled up, and he had his back to me. He had a little megaphone. He's talking to them. And there's a kind lady down there getting some lunch for him or something. And John goes, "Wash my back for me." And I go, "John, it's okay. I'm an American Adversary listener." And he goes, "Great, brother." He says, "Come on out here. Let me get my picture with you."
He's funny.
He is
a good guy. Yeah. Great guy.
But I tell you what, you know, when you go down there and see what he does, and I go, you know, I'm just going to buy him a couple of gift cards. God bless him for what he does and the lives that he saves. You know, what he does is just goes unnoticed, but the impact he's having in eternity is immense.
If you don't believe in God, go down there and watch what happens down there.
And you know, that is a great idea. Buy him some gift cards, because here's a gentleman that sacrifices so much time just for the benefit of these women. What a wonderful, you know, individual.
All right. Okay, Eddie, go ahead.
So I'm hoping my bumper sticker covers the election, the Stormy allegations, and Hillary.
Uh-oh.
And here it is. Four words. Don't hump with Trump.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty funny,
that's
Eddie.
That's up there in my top three right now.
Oh, man. I like it real short.
Eddie never lets us down, doesn't
I know. He's a killer, boy.
All right, Eddie, appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yep.
All right, thank you. All right, that brings us to Peggy. Also, Peggy, thank you so much for holding during that break. We really appreciate that. And thanks so much for being there.
Hi, guys. How are you?
All right, Peggy.
Always glad to hear from you.
All right. This is a picture of the old train engineer's hat with the pinstripe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it has Make America Great Again on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the slogan on the bumper sticker says, Jump on the Trump Train.
Trump train. All right, I like that.
I like that one.
And you know, that happens to be happening. Am I not right there, Nostradamus?
Yes, you are. And in fact, let me pull out the story here. Black male support for President Donald Trump in the past week, according to Reuters. How much you think it's gone up? Anyone? Kathy read the story.
I know the answer, and I posted it on our Facebook page today.
Okay, so if
you're
listening and you're reading,
I can't play.
Then you know that in 1 week after the Kanye West tweeting incident, Trump's approval rating among black men went from 11% to 22%.
Wow.
Well, he's going to cause a major divide, and I think he's going to help in the athletic arena, too, because Kanye West, everybody knows he's been a leader. He's been out front.
Let me tell you what he brings to this.
I think it's wonderful.
And by the way, 11% was already at unprecedented.
That was better than most Republican presidents.
Since a long time ago, since the 60s,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when blacks were Republicans.
And even overall, not just women, but black people overall went from 9 to 16% in the span of a week.
In the span of 1 week. And here's why. And it is, you can attribute it to primarily to Kanye West. you know, you have this other woman out there who he also sort of played off, and he complimented her. Candace Owens.
Right.
Okay. Now, Candace Owens is beautiful. She's smart. She's talented. She delivers the message with the greatest of articulation. But she doesn't have something that Kanye has. Okay. She's got what I'll call book cred. Kanye has street cred. He's telling black people it's okay. And coming from him, it means a whole lot more than, say, coming from Ben Carson or even Candace Owens. But because they're already perceived as part of the white world. He's not.
But he does have that darn, which is great, the celebrity status, which permeates into sports and everything else.
Not just celebrity. He's a gangster. He's a rapper.
I know.
He's got that
celebrity
status. He's a street cred guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're seeing these numbers like that. You see, he's bringing something that none of the other, you know, black people we're talking about can bring to the table.
So, Chris, the Crips and the Bloods are going to join the Trump Party?
Hey, look, wasn't it during the campaign when a story came out that one of those gangs was talking about they did respect him?
I would agree they would, and I think he'll get people thinking.
You see, everybody respects power when it's used appropriately. And people it's beginning to dawn on people that this man is using his power appropriately.
And what does that do for the left?
It totally defies
their belief that Trump is a racist.
It puts a world of hurt on them, is what it does.
A big cramp into their style.
Indeed, it does. So, you know, and if Conway continues this, I believe you're going to see more of
the
same.
I think he's going to have to because, you know, he's made his decision and he's going to run with the ball. And this is going to be fabulous I look at this whole arena, basketball, baseball, all these celebrities are going to join the bandwagon at some point. He reaches an agreement with North Korea. Oh, boy. Watch out.
You know? All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. And we got Michelle up next. Hey, how you doing tonight, Michelle? Thank you for calling.
Oh, for
yes, I'm calling in. I want to talk about District 44.
She's out in West Orange County, and she was telling me they're having some struggles getting petitions out there for the candidates and everything, and I told her to call in tonight and talk about how can people get involved and how can they help.
Okay, so what's going on in what is District 44?
Well, so District 44 is Dr. Phillips, Windermere, Gotha, Horizons West, Williamsburg, Oakland.
Now, isn't that the district where they just had a special election out there?
That's correct.
Yes.
What's his name?
Bobby Olszewski.
Bobby Olszewski.
That's Mike's old buddy.
From UCF.
So what's the problem?
Because he having a special election in October, and then he had to work the legislative session till March. He's only had 3 months to get the signed petitions, where other state representatives have had 2 years.
And if I'm not mistaken, the Democrats are putting up they're putting some effort into taking that seat away from him. They're going to be spending some money in that district. So how do people help?
So we need people to get a copy of a candidate petition. Go to your neighbors. Go to your person on both sides. Go across the street. Where do they go?
Michelle, where are you organizing at? Where can they get with you? What's the call? Where's the call to action at?
I can give you Samantha, who's the campaign manager. I can give you her cell number and you can take her number. Her name's Samantha. Her number's 954-850-9717. And they will come and pick the petitions up from you. They will email them to you, whatever you need.
Or they can call her just to volunteer, right, to help out.
Yeah, just to volunteer. And I believe the way it works is you have to get 1% of the registered voters.
In that district. Right.
Well, so that's close to, 1,200 petitions they're going to need in such a short period of time.
One more time on the phone number.
954-850-9717.
Okay. We'll do what we can. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
All right. We'll stay on top of this. All right. And there will be primaries, obviously, coming up in August. So we're going to be hearing more and more about some of these races here locally as they have a bearing on the national scene. We have to take a break now. When we come back, we'll have Bob's contest entry. You can enter as well, and we will have a winner tonight at 407-774-8255. We are the American Adversaries, coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios, and we will be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life. Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have your typical I-4 slowdowns this time in the afternoon, starting at Longwood right now, all the way through downtown Orlando, and it doesn't clear up until after the Millennia area. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport, Pine Hills currently. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till right after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is congested in the 408-417 exchange. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the Answer.
I'm trying to keep we on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything.
Is this Kanye? All right, this is Kanye West.
There we
right
go.
There.
This is
I finally
our
heard one of his songs.
A first on the American Adversaries.
Right? Never thought he'd make it here, did we?
Right. I'm telling you what. By the way, this just came across. The House chaplain is staying put. He has rescinded his resignation, and Paul Ryan has accepted his rescindition of his resignation, if that is such a word.
But, you know, that's a real plus, because the public all felt for this gentleman, so great.
So, anyway, now we can go to sleep and sleep tight tonight, right?
You got it.
Let's get in a couple more contest entries, 407-774-8255. Remember, we will choose the winner tonight of tonight's contest, Bumper Sticker Challenge, and so you need to get in pretty soon if you're going to win this thing. Bob was up next, and then Paul. How you doing tonight, Bob? Thank you for calling.
That's me, right?
It's you. I think it's you.
Right. I've been listening to you ever since the beginning. At first, I was a little bit torqued because you cut into Medved, but you know what? I'm a convert.
All right. I appreciate that.
I am a convert.
It's better than being a convict.
Yeah,
let me tell you that right now.
Well, then he'd just have to go across to the other party.
About that.
I thought I knew you from somewhere. All right, anyway, go ahead, Bob.
All right, I'm thinking, okay, this is short and sweet. The perfect vision, Trump 2020.
The perfect vision.
I like that. Granted, and maybe have two little eyes.
I know the midterms are coming up and everything, but still. I mean, that's what I thought of.
The perfect vision, Trump 2020.
That's good because he envisions if we elect the people in 18, that carries through the win. 2020. Good
one. I like that.
I think I have one.
So.
Yeah.
I like that. Excellent, Bob. And thank you so very much for listening and giving us a chance because you could have tuned us out and never come back. So you had an open mind, and I appreciate that.
No. That's not going to happen.
All right, man. No, I'm saying when you first, you know, you were mad because we had bumped the last hour of Medved. You could have gone somewhere else, and, you know, there's that other guy out there somewhere. But anyway, thank you so much for giving us a chance, and we'll work hard to keep coming through for you, brother. Thank you for entering the contest. Man. Yeah, thank you. Okay, let's get Paul in, and if you want to get in the contest, 407-774-8255 is the number. We still have room for you. Thank you, Paul, for calling. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm fine, Chris. How you doing?
Excellent. Always great to hear from you.
I'm always glad to listen to you. Hey, I'm glad that Kathy finally came out and announced that she's a queen.
Paul, you're a little rough, buddy.
At least she's a real queen, yeah. Right? She got it all. All right, go ahead, Paul.
Okay, this is the only thing I could come up with as a contest entry. And I apologize if it's not too good, but I'll just go ahead and say it.
Okay, as long as it's no cussing in it.
As long as it's clean.
Yeah, it's clean, right. Go ahead.
Okay, my bumper sticker would simply say, "Make Trump President Again."
Now, see, that's got some
like
simple
that.
Beauty
we
to it
We can actually
as
market
well.
That one.
Beautiful, Paul. I Make can see you put a lot of thought into Trump. That.
I like it.
Say it again, Paul.
Make Trump President Again.
President, that's what.
Yeah.
Make Trump President Again.
I just like hearing it.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's an excellent one. You could really make a nice, you know, with some red, white, and blue, and
yeah,
maybe
but,
the
I mean,
Trump
you know,
logo
such a play on
there.
Make America Great Again. Right. That is actually very good, Paul.
We could use his logo.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, excellent, Paul. Good
that
deal, man.
That third grade education is finally paying off, Chris.
What's that?
That third grade education is finally paying off.
Hey, listen, it only took me 12 years to get through sixth grade. So anyway, all right, thanks, Paul. God bless you, man.
Hey, Kathy has one.
Yeah, what's that?
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Don't split hairs. Vote Trump 2020.
Okay.
I got one, too.
She
I got
likes
one.
His hair.
I got one just for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it?
Trump 2020, because I'm not sick of winning all the time yet.
All right. Not sick of winning yet. All right. So that's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. And you still got about 20 minutes to get in this thing. But if you're going to do it, you better do it pretty soon. 407-774-8255 is the number. When we come back from the break, we got more to talk about as well. There was a settlement in the Seattle Starbucks that had those black guys hauled off to jail. There's been a settlement in that case. And it's fairly unusual. You might actually even
like it. Oh.
And we're also going to talk about the cover story of Time magazine. You might actually even want to buy that rag this week, if you can believe that or not. Wow. So we got a lot more to talk about here tonight. Once again, the contest is bumper sticker slogans. And don't forget, you know, you've heard Trump 2020 Club or Trump 20 mentioned in these entries here a couple times. And of course, the Trump 2020 Club is available for you to join. Just go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. You can follow there, and then if you'd like to be a formal member for $20 a year, you'll get these regular updates that come from the White House. And
we're almost to 5,000 members. We're on our way.
We want to be at 10,000 by primary day, right? 10,000 by primary day. We can do it, ladies and gentlemen. There's lots of you out there yet to join. While you're on Facebook, check out our Facebook page, too, if you will. That's American Adversaries. Once again, tonight we're coming to you also live on upliveusa.com. I want to thank all those folks who are listening there. You are awesome. We appreciate that. And that channel on upliveusa.com is It's Brett TV. And Brett's got an announcement when we come back, and we're going to talk about the move of the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That's a pretty big deal.
And we nice got a, to hear from a guy that's been to them.
And we got a pretty big guy here to talk about it, too, literally and figuratively. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The grassroots group that organized a historic Arizona teacher's strike is calling for an end to the walkout that affected a million students after raises and some student funding passed in the state budget. Arizona Educators United said on Thursday that it was ending the strike as it entered its sixth day. Some large school districts surrounding Phoenix had said earlier in the day that they would reopen on Friday. The Puerto Rico National Guard says the 9 Guard members killed in a plane crash in Georgia leave behind wives, children, and other loved ones. The 9 dead servicemen were identified as having ranks ranging from senior airman to major. They ranged in age from 3 to 31 years of service. All were from Puerto Rico, and one had recently been residing in Alabama. On Wall Street, the Dow by 5 points, but the NASDAQ dropped 13, and the S&P was lower by 6. This is SRN News.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Back from the dressing room to restretch their tights. Here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversary.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got us. We're here, we're live until 7 o'clock. And then, of course, the great L. Dursky, that'd be the sage from South Central, Larry Elder, follows us up here on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. But right now, you got the American Adversaries. We are in the final lap of our contest Thursday. Tonight's challenge is come up with a bumper sticker slogan that we can use going forward. For instance, we got this from Bob in the last segment of the show. The perfect vision, Trump 2020. And we got this from Ray via the internet site, our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. It says 2020. Warren's wrinkles require Bernie's Sanders.
So, that was funny.
Very
that's
unique,
funny.
Right? Yeah.
All right, so I want to get in a couple more entries, and then we're going to get back to some conversation here. We still got a lot to talk about, too. Patrick is up next, and then Dwayne, 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to get in as well. Patrick, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
My entry would be, in Trump, we trust.
Well, I like that one. Very simple.
Very good, Patrick.
Trump, yeah. We trust.
I think that would upset a few.
I like that.
We had a similar one earlier.
Yeah, there's one real
the same
pretty close.
Thing,
yep.
But that's an excellent one.
Good, Patrick.
I like that. And we do trust in Trump because, as I said the other day, one of the reason why we are so positive and so supportive of President Trump is because he is so positive and so supportive of the United States of America, the American way, and in particular, the American public.
Chris, could you imagine if we actually listed...
And he's getting the job done.
And he's getting her done.
Imagine if we listed Trump's accomplishments and then Obama's accomplishments.
Did he have some?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is there any debate what philosophy should be running America?
And when I said, did he have some, let me
he had
take
a few.
That back. He had a lot. Okay.
The wrong direction.
Exactly.
You got it.
You know, early on, I categorized him as what's known in political science as a consequential president. Yeah. In other words, he made changes that were going to make a big difference in our lives for a long time. And there are, in the academic world, there are caretaker presidents and there are consequential presidents. George H.W. Bush was more of a caretaker president, even though, you know, you had the first Iraq War. But he was more, let's keep everything kind of where it is.
I mean, I think he crippled America's spirit.
Right. But along comes Obama, and his every intent was to change America. How did he say it? Fundamentally? Exactly. But along comes President Trump.
Yeah.
And he is even more consequential because he's getting back to the basics. What made America great, Jay?
Well, it was really disappointing with Obama. I think everybody, that night in 2008 when he won the election, it was a proud night to be an American. It was really amazing to see what happened. That with all the differences we may have.
And he had a chance to be a great president.
And I think that was the disappointment, is that the expectations that we had as a country, we came such a long way. And to elect an African-American and the expectations we had for him. But along with those expectations came an amazing disappointment because he didn't do the job he was elected to do. And on the night of his election, he said, it's not about the Democrats, it's not about the Republicans, it's about the United States. And I think he forgot about that the next morning when he woke up.
The next day.
And so that was the most disappointing thing. He had a chance to be amazing, and unfortunately, he didn't do anyone any good. Are we a better country? Were we a better country 8 years later? And the answer is no. I mean, we're fortunate to have somebody who's putting America number one.
And not only America, but he's also putting our relationships with our best allies at the top, back at the top again, Israel being primary amongst them.
No doubt. We're very, very happy that Trump is the president right now because we finally have somebody we have lines of communication with in the White House that we think along the same lines.
How long ago was it when Congress passed and the president signed a resolution saying that the embassy would be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem?
The first time? It's been said many times. The first time it's actually going to happen with Trump. People pay lip service to the time.
No, actually, there was a bill that passed.
I think Clinton.
I believe it was. It was Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Bill Clinton passed.
They passed a law. He signed it.
That's
that
right.
The embassy would be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
That's correct.
He didn't do it.
No.
George W. Bush didn't do it. Barack Hussein Obama didn't do it. But this guy is doing it.
He is doing to do it.
And it's going to happen next week.
Next week, that's right.
As a matter of fact, it'll be happening a week from, was it Monday or Sunday or Monday? The 7th is Monday, right?
Yes.
So what type of reaction do you anticipate? What will we see happening over there when that happens?
In Israel, it's going to be tremendously positive. I think the rest of the Arab world, there'll be some major issues. But I think people are getting tired of that. In fact, this week, Saudi Arabia says some of the most interesting things. There's a new a leader in Saudi Arabia, a younger guy, and
right.
He goes, we're tired of the Palestinian issues. So if they want peace, they've got to come to the table. The offer's been there many times. The opportunities for peace have been on the table for 20, 30 years. And the Arabs are getting tired. They got much bigger issues than the Palestinian question. Because the Palestinian question is something that... They have many opportunities to solve it.
But there have been many people standing in the way. One, Mahmoud Abbas.
That's correct. This guy is a dangerous. And the interesting thing today was if you've read the New York Times article on him saying that it's time for him to be removed because people are starting to understand, starting to see the history of Abbas. His dissertation when he received his doctorate, I believe, from Russia was the Holocaust didn't exist. He's one of the Holocaust deniers. And then today in discussions, he was saying that the Jews were not killed in the Holocaust because of the religion. They were killed because of their money, their financial desires. And
That's
why they were killed. It had nothing to do with their religion or anti-Semitism.
Right.
Yes.
A long time slur.
It's time for this guy. He's 82 years old, and it's time for him to be stepped down. It's time for him to disappear.
Yeah. And I believe you were talking about the Saudi Arabian prince, Mohammed bin Salman, when he was visiting the United States. He did. He said just that. He said, you know, they've had the opportunity. If they want peace, they should sit down and make it, or sit down and shut up, I believe he said.
Yep.
Right. So the things are changing in the Middle East because the Palestinian Authority can't survive without support from other countries, can it?
No, they can't. I mean, it's amazing the amount of money that's gone into Gaza. Help build, rebuild that area. It's a mile-long area. That's all it is. It's a very small area. It has a couple million people in there. And the problem is they're not using that money to help their people. They're using that money to build tunnels.
Exactly. And buy weapons.
And so the problem...
And pay off terrorists.
That's correct. And the people that are running that is Iran, helping them with that. Qatar was providing funds for that. And the money they're taking from the rest of the world is trying to, for humanitarian purposes...
Right.
Is being turned into tunnels. But what happens is...
Even money that we had been giving them.
That's correct. That's correct. So the people that it's supposed to help, they're not even seeing it. And no one is making the claim. And they're putting their children to the front lines right now, throwing and behind them and throwing grenades and shooting.
Over in Gaza.
Over in Gaza. And people want to know why people are getting killed there. You know, just see what's going on there. There's no reason for them to do what they're going to do. Israel's going to defend its borders. And you're going to put children in front of you. What type of man... puts children as in the front line.
What type of woman would allow her child to be used that way?
Yeah.
Right? All right, let's get in a couple more contest entries, and then we're going to tell you about this Time magazine story. You're not going to believe it, but it's true. Dwayne is up next, and then Mike. Hey, Dwayne, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling and listening.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
It's, excellent. Howdy.
Yeah, I wanted to do a little bit. The other night you had mentioned about the Lilliputians, and it was a great analogy.
Except I got the other guy character wrong.
Right, it was not Gilgamesh, it was Gulliver.
Gulliver
is right. Gulliver.
Yes. Yeah. I knew it was a
Gilgamesh.
G. Right. Go ahead.
Was a Sumerian / Persian hero.
Right.
Way back in the first couple of millennia before Christ.
Right. He fought this famous famous battle with another. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, but you're right. And I was thinking that on the way home, but I couldn't think of the right name. But you're right. It was Gulliver. But thank you.
But
thank
your
you.
Analogy was perfect because the Lilliputians were a group of people who fixated on the tiniest political minutiae around. I mean, they literally would have arguments over which egg you should crack, which end of the egg you should crack,
right?
To do it, and eventually they kicked Gulliver out because he saved the town from a raging fire by quote unquote making water.
You can imagine how he made the water,
oh,
right?
Boy. Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's
and
a great.
So that's how he
right.
was eventually kicked out of the kingdom, which was, you know, it was an irony. Thomas Swift was a monk priest in that particular period of time, and
right.
his irony was very good.
Very, very pointed, you might say. Yes.
And it's exactly the same situation we're dealing with right now. I mean,
yeah.
Like Trump is putting out all the fires, and the Lilliputians are
trying
to figure out, you know, what Stormy Daniels is doing.
Trying to tie him down. Exactly. All right. Well, thanks for correcting me on that. I appreciate that. I really do. Because that was bugging me. All right. But go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my entry was actually going to be, and this is kind of a little in the weeds, but it would be Mueller investigation, ?
Mm-hmm.
Mueller. Isn't that a noodle company?
Oh, jeez.
A noodle company. I like that. Yes, yes.
I like that one.
Yeah, Muller's. All
yeah,
right.
Muller's egg noodles.
You got it.
I do like that
All
one.
Right. Hey, Dwayne, thank you so much. And once again, thank you for listening, and I appreciate that update on Gulliver. All right, let's get Mike next, and then Joyce. And we have a line open now, 407-774-8255. Hey, Mike, how you doing? You are up. Thank you for
Good.
Calling.
How's it going?
Excellent.
Go Canes.
What? Go Canes?
Yes.
Mike, please.
Wow.
The U. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, there you go. What I've got is sound the trumpets. Trump blows them away in 2020.
Oh,
that's pretty good. Yeah.
Sound the trumpets. Trump blows them away in 2020.
Mike, real good.
them away in 20. Hey, that's excellent, Mike.
I like that one.
Might take your whole back bumper, but it is good.
It might take two or three stickers.
You got plenty of room on the back side of that automobile.
I know. I'm decorating mine very well.
All right. Thank you, Mike. God bless you. Appreciate
right,
you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you being out there. Let's get Joyce's entry in, then I'm going to tell you about this Time magazine cover. Joyce, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Good. Hi, everyone.
Hello. Good to hear from you again. It was good to see you the other night.
Thank you. It was nice to meet everyone as well.
All right. Go ahead.
So this might sound like a bottle of wine, but if you think about each word, it talks about the people that have lived here for 250 years, the American economy, the Democratic Party, the year, and the person. The bumper sticker says, American Red, Vintage 2020, Trump.
American Red.
Yeah.
Vintage.
Look at that.
2020, Trump.
Look at Joyce.
That's
here
real
in the
good.
End.
Very,
boy, they are making this difficult again.
Yeah, that was very
golly.
Good.
Golly. All right, Joyce. Excellent. Thanks
I like
so
how she reflects it to some form of alcohol, too.
I figured you'd like that there, Mike. Okay, this Time magazine cover.
What's on it?
It has like a broken badge on it. And the headline reads, FBI in crises. And it talks about the problems that the FBI has and that they predate a fellow by the name of Trump. And they talk about how the FBI's role fundamentally, or in a lot of ways, changed after 9/11. Because, you know, why didn't we know this? And we knew this information, but it didn't get to the FBI. And what the FBI knew didn't get there. And there was the wall and all of this stuff. And in fact, when the FBI and the CIA in particular were established, their jurisdictions were quite distinct. The CIA was to take care of business overseas. The FBI was to take care of business inside the United States, which primarily was crime. Okay? Not
right.
Spying, counterintelligence, things like not even terrorism. They didn't even really have a terrorism bureau at the FBI. They had a guy named Paul O'Neill, and he got so frustrated with the FBI because he knew about Osama bin Laden before anybody else. And after the coal incident, he was sent to Yemen to investigate it. And the Yemenis sent him home because they didn't like the way he was investigating it, because he was actually trying to find out the truth.
Trying to get it done.
And but the FBI determined that it was an Osama bin Laden mission. And he thought that when George W. Bush got elected, things would change at the FBI, and they would be more open to what he was doing. Well, lo and behold, things did not change. So he quit. And he needed another job. So he got another job. And his first day on that job was September 10, 2001. His second day on the job was September 11, 2001. He did not live to see the third day on the job, because that job that he got was head of security at the World Trade Center.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
How ironic.
Yeah.
And he was last seen going back into the building to pull more people out.
Wow.
And the FBI has been making mistakes for a long time. That's what's being brought out in this article in Time magazine, the FBI in crisis. And it talks about how when Mueller came along, he changed the role of the FBI from simply a crime-fighting institution into a counterintelligence institution as well. Unfortunately, all the good talent at the FBI wanted to work in the counterintelligence division now. And he drained most of the FBI of their top talent. And turned them into counterintelligence people. Well, what does counterintelligence involve? It involves spying. And primarily, with the FBI, it involves spying on Americans. Wow. So, in essence, what they have done to Trump was standard operating procedure. Only he's a much bigger fish, you see. This is the beauty of these Ahabs, of these Lilliputians going after Trump. They are revealing themselves and what they have been doing for quite some time. Last night we had Sidney Powell on the show.
That's exactly
she
right.
She wrote a book that came out in 2014 entitled License to Lie. And it's all about the corruption going on in the Justice Department, which we are now just beginning to understand.
And imagine, she was back in 2014, in essence, pointing this out, and here we are today.
And in the time...
No, and we wouldn't be here if President Trump had not gotten elected.
Without a doubt.
One last point about this article. You can you can get it and read it yourself if you want. Just take it and read it at the newsstand and put it back. And,
Chris, that's not how we do business in America.
It is if you ain't got any money. 407-774-8255. If you want to get in on the contest, you got to call now, because we will choose the winner in the next segment of the show here in just a couple of minutes. But one last thing. They say that even though under Mueller, though it was still a fairly well-run organization, but it went to hell under the next FBI director, who was lying, leaking, thieving, Jim Comey.
I mean, you just wonder how he stays there when you look back at all the situations he's been involved with that really were complete failures.
And I promise this will be the last one, and we'll take a break. This also undermines the whole Hare-Mueller investigation, because they are playing on the assumption that Comey is their star witness.
That's right.
All right. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Show. If you want to get in on the contest, call now, 407-774-8255. We will choose the winner in the next segment.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show. All right, it's time for the final countdown into the final segment. And if you're not calling now, you're not going to get into contest. We have two quick stories, and we're going to choose the winner, Nostradamus.
Yeah, Starbucks has reached.
There you go.
Thank you. Starbucks has reached an agreement with the two men in Philadelphia who were arrested for not buying anything at a local Starbucks store in an upscale Philly neighborhood. They say the terms of the settlement with Dante Robinson and Rashad Nelson are... they say they're not releasing the details, but I've found out the details.
Oh, wow.
They're getting a dollar each.
And?
Plus a promise from Starbucks to invest a six-figure amount.
$200,000.
Into small business development in Philadelphia. Why don't they just call Score up?
I was going to say, you know, again.
They could get a couple guys up there and open a chapter there.
We got a small business here, though. I'll take some of that $200,000.
Well, that's
crazy.
They contribute the money to Score in Philly.
Real quick, the other story.
Okay, but I want to know about these two guys. What type of business meeting was it they were going to?
I think it was a real estate.
Real estate.
I thought it might have been you get six people to join this company, and they get six people, and so on. And the last one.
It's called pyramiding.
GOP nomination for mayor of Knox County. County, Tennessee, just had a primary, and the winner is Glenn Jacobs. Why are we talking about Glenn Jacobs?
He's hideous.
He is known as WWE wrestler Kane. Now, his bio page on WWE calls him a monstrous abomination that seems to have been extracted directly from your childhood nightmares. That's a politician, don't you think?
He's also the Undertaker's baby brother. Thank you, everybody.
Wow.
Rack up some Kane music for us there, Nick. All right, we got to vote. Nick, you're up first. Right.
First off, I should get the prize back for finding a Kanye West song without profanity.
Yeah. Very good, Nick. And by the way, I know you won't be here tomorrow, but May the 4th. Be with
yes.
you.
Yes.
I wanted to beat you to that point.
That's right.
I'm voting for Bob.
Bob, the perfect vision, Trump 2020. All right. Love it. All right, Randy.
Well, I really liked the STD, the very first one. I thought that was funny.
John.
But I also liked Eddie, don't hump with Trump. But I have to agree with Nick. I go for the perfect vision, Trump 2020.
All right, two votes for Bob. Kathy Santomassino.
Who was the guy who said, in Trump we trust?
That was Patrick. Okay. We also had In God We Trust, In Trump We Trust, also with Richard.
Patrick.
All right, one for Patrick, two for Bob. Let's see. Nostradamus, you are next.
Okay, I was going to go with Make Trump President Again, nice and simple, but Joyce won me over. American Red Vintage 2020 Trump. I'm going to have a glass of that over Positano.
I am, too.
You like that Merlot stuff. All right, Jay, how about you? You got a vote?
I like that one as well.
Joyce, yeah. I thought it was pretty
All right, so
unique.
Far we're running a tie between Bob and Joyce and Patrick running a close second, third.
Well, you know where I'm going. Wherever there's alcohol, I'm going. I'm going to go American Red. You know?
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Well,
I liked Eddie's, though. He was short and snappy and right to the point, and he's always running around the top.
Don't hump with Trump.
I got to go with the vision thing, though, right?
That was good. That was very good, but I'm afraid.
All right. All right, Bob and Joyce will be winners tonight, and we'll throw in a runner-up package for Patrick.
Awesome.
All right, so Bob and Joyce, congratulations. Joyce had American Red Vintage Vintage 2020 Trump, and then Bob had the perfect vision, Trump 2020. So they both had Trump 2020 in there somehow, fashion.
No, we actually need to make these and have them available for people.
And Patrick with In Trump We Trust. And I also liked, as I said, Richards with In God We Trust, In Trump We Trust.
If only there was some Trump 2020 group that we could call on to get these bumper stickers.
Be a member. That's Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. Also, you can join the American Adversaries Army by going to our webpage, AmericanAdversaries.com, where you can also shoot me an email if you like. And also, our Facebook page is American Adversaries on Facebook. And tonight, you have been viewing us, at least a lot of you have, and we very much appreciate that, on, what's the name of this, UpliveUSA.com. It's Brett TV channel, UpliveUSA.com. Thank you all so much
for being out there.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Once again, the great... There it is, Kane.
That's it, the big one.
Now we need the torches to go.
Oh, I love it. I know.
Here he is, hideous.
All right, you've been listening to the American Adversaries. Larry Elder follows us up next right here on these great Salem Media Group stations. All right, once again, thanks so much for being out there. Please join the Trump 2020 Club. And when you're out there spending that tax cut money, stop by Sutherland Nissan and check out those great Titan trucks. Tell them the Titans of Talk Radio, the American Adversaries, sent you over to talk to see those Titan trucks. That's OrlandoNissan.com.
That tax cut, we forgot that bumper sticker.
That was a good one, too.
I know.
We had so many good ones tonight.
I know. Wow.
All right, thanks all of y'all. Night, everybody.
Night.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media.